Hello again, it's Matt with another update of the Mission to 1 Million podcast. Anyways, it's been a little bit longer than usual for an update, but I've been very busy doing a lot of homework for the mission after my last meeting with Peter Mendiola and the Fellowship of the Ring. I had to sit down and do a whole lot of research. So I've been juggling my schedule of doing the research / doing some small improvements to my local business so I can do more work and get more veterans served, as well as cope with the changes in the real estate market. But that's another issue altogether. So let me get right to the chase of what I found in my research so far. There are a lot of agencies out there who are trying to accomplish somewhat of the same thing I am. The problem with a lot of them is obscurity. No one knows where they are. No one knows anything about them. I was in the Navy for 11 years. I bought 2 houses, and a lot of these guys never even hit my radar. And they're everywhere. They're all over the country. Some of them even further than that. So that was very interesting to find. And the other thing that I found is that a lot of these places just don't have an actual metric for what they're trying to do. They have like a general purpose for being, but none of them have an object. None of them have a target goal. None of them have a million in their mind. They're just like, oh, well, we're here and we serve veterans, open ended, but they don't have a quota. And so I think that actually has a lot to do with why no one knows about them. So it's both a little frightening and a little exciting at the same time, because that means there's lots of opportunity, and more opportunity than just what I can bring, in the fact that now I've got all these agencies, all these groups and organizations across the country who have infrastructure, who have people, who have payroll, who have means, resources, and they're just sitting there without a racetrack, without a time mark to beat. They don't have an opponent to outrun. They don't have anything to set their pace. And furthermore, they don't have a single circuit to all be racing on. So I think at this point I have to conclude my research first, but I think at this point I'm leaning toward finding a way to put an umbrella over all these guys and bring them all together to work toward one unified mission. And a lot of them are not going to do it. They're going to tell me to pack sand. Some's going to have to beat their door down until they comply. Because that's what we beat them up until they accept it. And I think that's where I'm at right now. So I found lots of organizations. I found some deficiencies. But my research is, like I said, just getting started. So what I'm going to do next is figure out how big these organizations are. I'm going to jot down all their mission statements. I'm going to talk to all their directors. And I'm going to figure out what their growth strategies, plans, and objectives are, and we'll plot those out. And then what I'm going to do is prioritize these guys in the list of most likely to succeed, and then how many people that, you know, it sounds like they're, you know, capable of reaching in a certain period of time. And then I'm going to probably line them up as my go-to affiliate for this mission. I'm very, very excited about this, because that means that I don't have to recreate wheels. I just have to take all these parts and make a machine out of it, which is what I love to do more than anything. So that being said, that's the research for now. On the other hand, I've reached out to local real estate agencies here in San Diego, and I've had a few people give me the go-ahead for interviews, but I haven't had a chance to get those interviews yet. Still working on that. Not going to take no for an answer, but haven't gotten it done just quite yet. And then I've also been expanding my local network big time. So I've actually brought in probably over 100 people on my social network already in the last week alone. And what's interesting is I started recruiting people from other points of the country, because now that I'm looking at a million, suddenly it's not this local, you know, real estate move. It's not this local real estate business company group, etc., that I'm catering to. It's the whole damn world. So I got people in Washington. I got people in Norfolk, all the way down to Florida and in between. that I've brought into the fold, and I've met some really, really interesting people. I'm set to have some interviews with those guys, so I won't spoil it yet, but they've also got some things cooking that's super exciting, too. Anyways, my next edition of this is probably going to be a compilation of some really good interviews that I have with these guys and some of the discussion points of how we're going to put all this together. And just one step closer toward this mega collaboration that I see as the Mission to a Million. Super freaking excited. If you're listening to this and it's 2018, give yourself a pat on the back. If it's 2025, don't blame yourself. In fact, if you're listening to this in 2025, then I'm going to give myself a pat on the back because that means we made it. That or I died and somebody's going through my will. So there's that. Anyways, love what you do. Hope to see you out there. Wish us luck. And if you can, help us out. Bye for now.